if we're serious about building a stronger economy and making sure we succeed in the 21st century, then the single most important step we can take is to make sure that every young person gets the best education possible.
President Barack Obama is making a big play to be the education president. But his vision for changing K-12 schools deserves an F for at least three reasons. Obama might say that money alone won't fix what ails our schools, but his main fix is simply funneling more money into a broken system. Over the past 40 years, per pupil spending in inflation-adjusted dollars has more than doubled, while results have stayed flat at best. Obama is following suit. He brags constantly about his Race to the Top initiative, which pushed states to compete for $4 billion in new funds. But he's already pushed over $80 billion in stimulus money to maintain the educational status quo. In fact, the vast majority of jobs the government takes credit for saving or creating were in education. It's not reform, it's inertia. Candidate Obama pledged to try any school reform that worked. Yet his very first education-related action as president was to help kill a wildly popular and successful school voucher program in D.C. The program let a few thousand low-income residents exercise the same choice Obama made in sending his daughters to an elite private school in D.C. It's a pipe dream to think that Obama is going to do anything to buck the two major teachers' unions, whose millions of members overwhelmingly supported Obama and who give 95% of their campaign contributions to Democrats. The largest teachers' union, the National Education Association, spends more on campaign contributions than ExxonMobil, Microsoft, Walmart, and the AFL-CIO combined, which might explain why the centerpiece of Obama's reform plan is to hire 10,000 new teachers, despite the fact that there are already more teachers per student than ever. Reforming education may not be politically easy, but it is simple. Give parents and students more choices when it comes to selecting and exiting all sorts of schools. It works for restaurants, grocery stores, colleges. There's no reason to believe it wouldn't work wonders for K-12 education. And sadly, there's no reason to believe Obama will embrace that kind of change. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.